It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today to study the precious Word. We're in the book of John, John chapter 15. We're going to do the first 11 verses, verses 1 through 11. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 11. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study the precious Word. Now we'll begin to read John chapter 15, begin with the first verse. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of his precious word. Father, we thank you today that we can come enjoy this precious time together. Wonderful, Lord, to be able to have an opportunity to come together and study your precious word, learn more about you, that we may come to know you as our Savior and commit our lives to you and to begin that wonderful walk of joy. And we're going to talk about that today, Father, as we look at this fruit, more fruit and much fruit. Please, Lord, that you'll show us your way and will today as we enjoy this time as we're studying together. Touch everyone's heart that's listening, including mine, Lord. Always touch my heart with your precious word each time we open it up. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, I'm glad that you've joined us today. And we have looked to the precious word, and we've looked at a couple of things that each time comes together and kind of jumps out at us just a little bit. And we begin with the first part of chapter 15 where it says, I am the true vine. And if you'll remember, we looked at a couple other scriptures last time we were together, that true means to be genuine. And in verse 9 of chapter 1, he says, I'm the true light, the genuine light. In chapter 6, verse 32, I am the true bread. I am the genuine, I'm the real bread. And here in chapter 15, verse 1, we have that I am the true vine. And so it's wonderful that we understand our relationship with the Lord Jesus. And he is the one that is genuine. He is the one that is true. And so I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. As we look at the relationship here, we need to understand to begin with that the vine, being the Lord Jesus Christ, I am, and is his name, being the Lord Jesus Christ. And the husbandman, he is the caretaker or the farmer of the that would take care of the vine. Now, each time that we look at this beautiful picture, well, we need to understand that then with this, we have the vine being the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the husbandman being God the Father. So we have God the Son, God the Father. Now here's where we move in. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit. Every branch. We are the branches. Any person that has come by faith to Jesus Christ and has been saved. Now if you have been touched by the Word of God, surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ, and when you did that, you went to the Lord Jesus and said, please would you forgive me of my sins, and would you come into my heart and save me? You felt the conviction of the heart, and you wanted to do that, and you did that. I praise the Lord that if you have asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save you, You'll enjoy a wonderful fellowship and a wonderful walk with the Lord Jesus. Please don't miss that wonderful time. But it's important that after you've come to Jesus Christ, after you've been saved, then comes these things of fruit. Now, we have three levels that's listed here, and that's fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. If you'll look to the Scripture, you'll find in verse 2, the beareth fruit, and then in verse 2, more fruit, and then in verse 5, you have much fruit, and then once again down in verse 8, we have much fruit. And we look at those levels of bearing fruit. Well, there's one that comes before that, but it's not one that bears fruit. And it says not fruit. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away. Now, people immediately think that this is talking about losing your salvation. We've talked about that. We're not going to spend much time on it today. But you know that the Word of God does not teach that. Once you come by faith to Jesus Christ, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come to live within your heart, and you are kept by Him. This section of Scripture is talking to the believers, only the believers, because only if you're a believer in Jesus Christ can you be a branch of the vine. And so please look to the truth. Don't listen to man today. They would rather have you to work yourself to death just in hopes that you get to heaven, just in hopes that it was enough that your sins are forgiven to satisfy and pacify this God that we have. It's not that way at all. God loves us. God went to the cross of Calvary and His Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, three, yet one independent individual persons, and the Son is the one that came down, lived down here, died on the cross of Calvary, rose again 3 days later to give us full victory. The shedding of His precious blood got victory for our sins. And please, we praise Him. We love to fellowship with Him. We should bow down to Him and be in service to Him. That He would do such a thing, and all we have to do is come by faith to Him and believe that He's going to save us. And please, dear friend, that you do that you trust in Jesus Christ. Now, for all the love that He's shown us, there is a time then for the believer that we should desire to produce fruit. Now, if you choose not to, if you choose not to bring honor and glory unto the Lord, and you refuse to surrender to His will, then I'll tell you, you're never going to produce fruit. And upon you being disobedient, there are some things that can happen to you, and those things are not things that are pleasant at all. You will come to the place that you will be unable to produce fruit, and even to the place that He will take you home. You'll die. That's a very sad thing to take place in a Christian's life. Oh, yes, it's sadder for one that does not know the Lord Jesus, because their home is the lake of fire, and they'll find themselves into the place of torment until they have the final judgment and end up in the lake of fire. But for you, Christian, for you that know the Lord Jesus, it's important that we be busy about His work. And there's many different levels of that, no matter whatever it is that God has called you to do. Maybe you're just a wonderful prayer warrior, which is the most wonderful thing to be. And maybe you're called to teach. Then that's the most wonderful thing to be. Maybe you're one that has a good free will to testify to people. Maybe the people you don't even know, that you could go to them and share the gospel with them. Whatever the talent is, the gift is that God has given you, we need to be using it to bring honor and to bring glory to Him. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 tell us of the fruit of the Spirit, and that's what we should be producing here. It speaks of no fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. Well, the fruit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, please, as we look, and I want you to see that, I'll open my Bible with you that we can read that. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And as we begin with verse 22, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Please, that you realize that is the quality. How many people do you know that have those qualities? That they have the love of God, the joy of God, the peace of God, the long-suffering of God, the gentleness of God, the goodness of God, the faith of God, the meekness of God, the temperance of God. Please, that you understand that's having the fruit of the Spirit, not some of this other nonsense that people talk about when they get involved with the tongues and the healing and all those things. Don't get mixed up. That all brings honor and glory to yourself. We need to look to what God tells us, and that's what God tells us the fruit of the Spirit is those qualities. And yes, to go out and tell people about Jesus Christ, why wouldn't we when we have received of God such wonderful gifts? Now we need to look, because something we need to learn and learn early as a believer is the relationship a branch has to the vine. There is no life apart one from the other. And so realize and understand here that without us desiring, realizing all of our strength, all of our power, our very life, comes from Jesus Christ. You hear me say many times that will you please come to Jesus Christ today and be saved? If you will do that, if you'll ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, this is the first time you have ever experienced real life. Because you're not alive, you're dead in your trespasses and sins. Well, the day we come to know Jesus Christ, we become a part of the vine. For the first time, we have a place to take on nourishment. If you would go out and cut a branch off of a tree and just lay it there on the ground below the tree, in the heat of the day, and now it's nice and warm, if you would lay that down there, how long would it be that the leaves would begin to shrivel and turn brown? It's not very long. Well, that's what you look like if you don't know Jesus Christ. But if you will come by faith to Jesus Christ, you'll become a part of the vine, attached to the brine of the vine. You'll have that sweet relationship between you and Jesus Christ, and you'll enjoy it. It'll be great. It will be wonderful. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for this fellowship. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ for this relationship. But it doesn't just end with you coming by faith to Jesus Christ. There are three things here that we have in the 15th chapter, and that is in the middle of verse 2, I've already noted to you, not fruit, fruit, more fruit, and much fruit in the second and the fifth verse. But there is also in the second verse a word purge. So we're going to look at the word purge, purgeth, then also we're going to look in verse 3 at another word. That word is clean. Then we're going to look at another word, which is in verse 4, abide. And so we have in this wonderful scripture, we have three words, purge, clean, and abide. We're going to take a look at those in relationship to the vine, to the branch, and the need for us to realize once again, all of our life comes from the vine. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Don't ever miss that when the scripture says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the keeper, the farmer, the husbandman. Don't forget that relationship as we begin to talk about the vine and the branch that's attached to that. Now let's look here at the first word, the purge, or pruning. There are two ways that they cut away, that they prune. One is to cut away the dead wood, and another is to cut away the living, the actual living tissue of this branch, to help it to grow. This is done so that it will produce more and a better quality of fruit. You know, quantity is not everything. Quality and quantity should go together. When God builds a believer and grows a believer. He grows them, yes, in number, but also in strength, in great quality, that we may bring honor and glory unto the Lord. Pruners of in the grape vineyard are very carefully trained. They have a very important job, and that important job is so that they could go out, and if they would do it incorrectly, they could destroy the crop. But if they do it correctly, they will improve the crop. And so when we know that the one, the farmer, God the Father, is doing the pruning, He is bringing by the leader, by the Holy Spirit that's in our heart, we'll take God's Word, His Word, and touch our hearts with it. And He begins to cut things away. And it's important that they know how much to cut. It's important to know where to cut. It's even important to know what angle to cut. And so the reason, again, for this purging or this pruning is because He loves us. He wants us to produce fruit. And the worst thing that He could do is just to leave us alone and let us go our own way. Because, see, our way, even though we're born again, we've come by faith to Jesus Christ and been saved, even though that's taken place in our heart, if we desire, our old desire is to get things from this world, not things from God. God knows exactly what's the best for us. Please that you look to Him and look for Him, that we may enjoy this walk. Now, as this branch is pruned, as we are purged by the Word of God, as we are touched by the Word, as He begins to cut away and trim and change us, that's going to hurt. Because many times we have things, we have our own way, we have our own will, and we just don't like to give it up. We don't like to change it. We stay right where we're at, and we don't like to move. Well, He knows what's best for us, and there's many old ways that have to go away. So He begins to cut away and begins to move it aside. When He gets rid of that old dead wood, it doesn't hurt too much, but when He gets to that living tissue and He starts cutting away, it begins to hurt sometimes, but always know that it's for the best, that we may produce fruit. I told you of the qualities, the abilities of a Christian, and that's just the beginning. I mean, what comes out of the life of a person that is filled with the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meek, and temperance, a person that is filled with those qualities is doing a wonderful work for the Lord and bringing great honor and glory unto the Lord. The better the fruit, the more glory we give to the Lord. So the closer we allow the Lord to prune us and to purge us, the better we're going to be in service unto Him. So we have, first of all here, an action that has taken place. He purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now let me read the second verse. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. Now we've discussed that before. But today we're talking about every branch that beareth fruit, He purges it. Now, I've told you about how the pruners, or those that take care of that plant, how they're carefully trained. And we know that when the Lord Jesus comes to us, when we attach ourselves to Him, because it is Him coming to us, not us going to Him, but we become attached to Him. And it's wonderful, as we become attached to Him, we can begin for the first time to have life. We have a place for nourishment. We have a place to receive power and strength. All these things for the first time we have. And so enjoy that. But realizing that by you being a part of the vine, that His desire is that we produce fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. And in that process, there's going to be this purging, this this cutting away to get rid of the old things so that we can be made new. And yes, we have a new heart, but the old flesh is still with us. But He does the work to prepare us for service to Him, that we may produce this fruit and bring honor and glory unto the Lord. Pruning hurts, but it always helps. Please, that you accept it as growth and be excited when the Lord comes, because once again, be the worst thing that could happen if He wouldn't. But He does. He comes to work us over, that we may be, yeah, we got a new heart, because the heart couldn't be repaired. But He can, after the new heart is placed, He begins to work inside and works His way out to make us what He wants us to be. The next word we have here in the third verse is clean. Now ye are clean through the word which we have spoken unto you. So to begin with here, He's going to purge us. How does He purge us? And before we get quite into that, we find out that the word clean and pruning purgeth in the verse above is the same word. That's the very same word. And we are clean, we are cleansed by the Word of God. It's wonderful that the Word of God comes by its convicting power. Only thing we ever study is the Word of God. You come here, you're not going to find a Sunday School quarterly. You're going to find the Bibles open. You're going to find us studying the Word of God. I hope that you desire to come and study that with us. I hope you have searched out a Bible-preaching church that believes only in the Word of God and wants to know the Word of God. Well, we find here that the purging is going to come. God's going to purge us. He's going to do this cutting away, but be assured He's going to do it correctly, and He's going to do it that it'll allow us to produce fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. Well, we find now in verse 3, now ye are clean through the word which we have spoken unto you. That precious word. Let's go to John chapter 13. Just a couple of chapters back. John chapter 13, verse 10. John 13, 10. And Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. Remember when we went through that section, he was talking about Judas Iscariot. And remember we had quite a discussion because Peter says, well, you're not just going to wash my feet, you're going to wash me all over. He says, no, your heart's been clean. I just need to wash your feet because you keep getting dirty in this world. And that's what we're talking about here, this cleansing, this getting us away from this world and our eyes set upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Go with me to Ephesians, if you would, please. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 26 and 27. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 26 and 27. And as we begin, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Why does the Lord desire to purge us, to prune us, to clean us? Because he wants to prepare us to go right into the presence of God. And it's so important, as the Holy Spirit that lives within every believer, if you've come by faith to Jesus Christ, you need to surrender unto Him. You need to begin to walk with Him, walk His way. Please listen to Him. When He begins to convict your heart of something, listen to Him. When He moves you over to a certain place, listen to Him. Here, He does it through His Word. You can never know what His will is if you don't study His Word. Many people say, well, I pray to Him all the time. Do you study His precious Word? This is His living Word. I hope that you do. You know, it's said that over in Bethlehem that the grapevines grow in such a manner that they grow down, literally lay on the ground. And they go through and they prop them up with rocks to keep them out of the dirt. And they also then come by before they're ripe, and they clean them. Because by doing those two things, it produces more fruit, and it produces a better quality, a higher quality fruit. This helps to produce fruit, more fruit, much fruit. That's what the Lord Jesus, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit's work. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for us that we can live. The Holy Spirit come to live within. Remember, He sent the Comforter. The Comforter will come down and indwell the believer. Today, it happens immediately upon coming by faith to Jesus Christ. When you'll do that, when you'll come by faith to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will come to live within your heart, and you'll have the perfect teacher to teach you God's ways. And prepare yourself, because there's going to be a work that needs to be done. Because even though you may think you're pretty good, God will show you what needs to come and go, that way He may receive the honor and the glory. Now we're to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 22 and 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Born again. You must be born again. And once you've come by faith to Jesus Christ, then that purifying, that purging, that cleaning can take place. And it's so important that you look unto the Lord for His strength and His witness in your life. Please prepare yourselves for that, but please don't miss Jesus. Come by faith to Him. Meet Him at the cross. It's so important that you know Jesus as your Savior, so all the things that we're talking about can begin to work in your life. Psalms 119, verse 9. Psalms 119, after you have come by faith to Jesus Christ, as 1 Peter tells us, then we go to Psalms 119, verse 9, and it tells us, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Listen to that. Verse 67, and there's several verses over in this section. I'm going to read verse 64, 66, 67, and 71. If you'll listen carefully, Psalms 119, verse 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. That should be the desire of our heart. Verse 66. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. It's important to look to the word of God, trust in them, believe them. Do you even know them? Verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Look how important the word is. Verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Sometimes this affliction is this purging, this cleansing that God is putting you through, that it will draw you closer and closer to you. This affliction is preparing you for service, because it takes us, realizes how weak we are. Once again, are you reminded what I said concerning the relationship between the vine and the branch? We need to always learn, and learn early, that the vine is the life to the branch. There is no life for the branch away from the vine. So we need to attach ourselves to the vine. We need to look each day in service to them. Something that is very dangerous today is when we have a group of people that's running the church that does not know, nor does it search out the leadership of God's Word or His Spirit to lead, to teach. They do it by their own way and their own will. My friend, we need to look to the Word of God. We need desire to know the Word of God. We can do that by coming by faith to Jesus Christ and being saved. Trust in Him today, confessing your sins. Please be saved today. And then begin this wonderful walk, a walk with the Lord Jesus, each day, each way. It's wonderful, my friend, to be a child of God. It's wonderful to know He is going to purge us, to prune us, to clean us. And next time we come together, we're going to start with the word abide. It's wonderful, my friend, to teach the Word of God and enjoy fellowship with you folks. My dear friend, what are you going to do? about Jesus.